Among the measures in the legislative package announced by Governor Cuomo and leaders from the state legislature are required education for doctors, a reduction in the number of pills in opioid prescriptions, and the elimination of required prior approval by insurance companies before an addict may enter a treatment program. Jody Altman, campus director of Renaissance Addiction Service, Kids Escaping Drugs, welcomes the legislation changing the insurance requirement.
You know, if you're going to a program, it's a business. And we all need to make our money. So, you know, I get that piece of it, but you also have people that are dying. We're losing 11 people a week. So to be able to say to everybody equally, you have the right to access treatment without these barriers, I think that's huge.
Avi Israel's son, Michael, became addicted to opioids after they were prescribed to help him with Crohn's disease. After he was denied by his insurance company access to a treatment program, Michael committed suicide. Avi Israel welcomes Tuesday's announcements, but admits bittersweet feelings. Many of the components in the agreement, he says, should have been passed years ago.
A lot of these components of this agreement were really talked about for the past 4 years. We passed I-STOP, and that was a big, big achievement. But a lot of this stuff was supposed to be part of I-STOP, you know, especially the doctor's education, the access to insurance treatment.
Israel says where there is still much room for improvement is in public awareness, especially in schools and with children. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.